Coming up, how pollution levels in one San Diego neighborhood shocked regulators into action. First, this note on emerging science from Cynthia Graber.
American astronaut Don Pettit has been living on the International Space Station for the past 3 months, and he says he enjoys Saturday mornings when he has some free time. During these hours, Pettit likes to conduct imaginative scientific experiments. Recently, he decided to see how bubbles behaved in zero gravity. So he prepared a solution of soapy water and made himself a bubble wand out of wire. But first, he decided to try the experiment with plain old water. To his surprise, the water formed a film on his wire loop that lasted for hours. He could blow on it and even paint on it with drops of food coloring. And the water film could hold securely onto a much larger loop than it could here on Earth. In general, water forms a film because of what's known as surface tension. That arises because water molecules are electrically charged. The positive side of one molecule is drawn to the negative side of another. So water molecules actually cling to one another. But on Earth, gravity overcomes this surface tension and pulls the film apart. In the gravity-free environment of the space station, Pettit found some of these water films lasted up to 12 hours. There are serious scientific applications to this work. This type of research helps scientists understand more about the physics of fluids here on Earth. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Cynthia Graber.
And you're listening to Living on Earth.